Stephen A. Stephen A, Stephen B, Stephen C. Like, my offer still stands. You want me to be quiet and stop screaming? Well, I want you to be quiet and get off these networks, because you're not using your platform to do real journalism. You're using your platform to use clickbait.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. That was Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics essentially saying F Stephen A and all of this other stuff because he didn't like what I had to say to him. As you know, with Straight Shooter, I'm usually doing politics on Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM POTUS Radio, channel 124. A couple of times a week, I do something on YouTube, and obviously the latest involves Mr. Jaylen Brown coming at me the way that he did. Listen, he's wrong. He's full of it. And that wasn't necessary. But I get it. I understand it. You know, if I got bounced out in the first round after having a 3-1 lead and I'm home watching the rest of the playoffs, when I've already been a champion in the finals, MVP and stuff like that, I know what success looks like. If I'm Jaylen Brown, being home must be very, very frustrating. And he's looking to, exhale per se. And get stuff off of his chest. Why he's targeted me, I really don't get it, but I'm here for it. Here's the bottom line. Jaylen Brown, in this particular instance, does not have a leg to stand on. He does not have a leg to stand on. To recap, ladies and gentlemen, his ire is because I basically said to him he should be quiet right now. I wasn't trying. It wasn't one of those shut up and dribble comments. That's not what I was saying. What I was saying is that the Boston Celtics played in the first round. The Boston Celtics, the most storied franchise in basketball annals, 18 championships. The Lakers have 17. 18 championships on their dockets. The Boston Celtics, who had never lost a 3-1 lead in the postseason, surrendered a 3-1 lead to the Philadelphia 76ers and ended up losing that series in 7 games. In the last 2 minutes of that game, the Boston Celtics attempted 6 three-pointers and missed all of them. They were down 2. You could have got to the hole. You're Jaylen Brown. You averaged 28.7 points per game this year. You shoot 47% from the field, 34% from three-point range. You are not a good player. You are a great player. You are a stud. Take the damn ball to the rack. Go to the free throw line where you shot 79.5% from the free throw line this year. Do something other than what you did. He didn't do it. And in the aftermath of that, with him driving the bus, with Jason Tatum sitting on the bench, unable to go for the game 7, and him not being able to close the deal, 24 hours later, he was on his Twitch account, I believe that's what it was, calling this his favorite season. You're a champion. You're an NBA Finals MVP. How are you calling that your favorite season? Whatever ways that he wants to elaborate and enunciate his perspective, now is a little bit late because that's not what you originally said. I said it. Big Perk, Kendrick Perkins, a former Boston Celtics and a champion, said it. Numerous dudes that have played for the Boston Celtics and numerous former players all pointed to how that was a very unwise thing for him to say it. But yet he's targeting me. He's targeting me. And he's basically saying that I'm supposed to be using my platform to report, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not doing that. There's a lot of things that I could say about Jaylen Brown. About how people think about Jaylen Brown, how people feel about Jaylen Brown, just like he could say it about me. But the thing about it is, number one, I'm not going to get personal. Number two, I'm not going to do it because I got love for the brother and I got respect for him. And I believe in him. But he evidently has selective amnesia. Because again, play the video of Jaylen Brown clapping at me, please, so everybody understands what he's saying. Let's play it again, Fudge. Go ahead.
Fuck Stephen A. Stephen A, Stephen B, Stephen C, like, my offer still stands. You want me to be quiet and stop screaming? Well, I want you to be quiet and get off these networks, because you're not using your platform to do real journalism. You're using your platform to use clickbait.
That's what he said. Ladies and gentlemen, did Jaylen Brown say that when I was raving about him all season long? Did he say that when I had him as a top 2 league MVP candidate? Did he say that when I raised holy hell when he got ejected from the game against San Antonio when he and Wembanyama were going up against one another, and him, Wembanyama, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander were the top three candidates for league MVP honors. Did he say that then? Did he challenge my journalism then? No, he did not. Did he say anything when I was going off on Team USA for him not being a member of that team when clearly he deserved to be? Did he say anything before when I pointed out how Jrue Holiday and Derek White, two players that spent 82 games during the season before this past season when Jrue Holiday obviously departed for Portland, but before then, when I pointed out how Jrue Holiday and Derek White spent every game of the season deferring to him because him and Jason Tatum were the top two offensive options? Did he say that then? No. I remember one time when he sat up there and he talked about how, you know what? He had a problem with me talking about how he was not liked. Madison Avenue had a problem with him. His teammate Jason Tatum gets all the endorsements and Jaylen Brown doesn't get any of them. Why is that? And he misconstrued me insulting him when I was pointing out how, no, you deserve this stuff. Why don't you have it? It needs to be an investigation into why that is. And if you think I'm lying, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you clips from me talking over the last couple of years about Jaylen Brown. One is of me talking by myself. The other is of me talking directly to him, to his face, right on this show, my platform. I want to play those clips back to back for you so you could see exactly what my position has been on Jaylen Brown, with Jaylen Brown, spanning years. Listen to this. I have no problem with Jaylen Brown. I got nothing but love for Jaylen Brown. A black dude, highly intelligent, great player, incredible role model, don't get in any trouble. His head is on right, disciplined, focused, tenacious, successful, wealthy now with his new $304 million contract from last summer. And oh, by the way, he's a champion. If you ain't Jason Tatum, there's nobody that's a more viable option than the Boston Celtics than Jaylen Brown. Yet, he's not on the Olympic team. He's not on Team USA going to Paris. Jaylen Brown can defend. He is a complete player. He is an all-star. He is somebody that should have been All-NBA. He got my vote for All-NBA, even though others left him off inexplicably so. Can't tell me he ain't one of the top 15 players in the world. I don't know what folks are smoking. At the time that last year, when you agreed to your new contract extension, 5 years, over $300 million, it says here, you're the youngest person to ever hold a lecture at Harvard, became an MIT Media Lab Fellow, was offered a NASA internship, became the NBA Players Association youngest vice president at the age of 22 years of age. And when your historic contract was finalized, you were in a robotic session at MIT. Is that true?
That's true.
So with all of that being true, I look at somebody like yourself and I don't consider it a negative, because the words that emanated out of somebody else, out of somebody's mouth, about what was being felt about you forced us to look into your background even more and ask the question, what the hell is wrong with him?
Absolutely.
Look at his intellect. Absolutely. Look at the fact that he doesn't get in trouble. Look at the fact that he's a great player on both ends of the floor. It forced us all to look at you, and then it had me screaming, why the hell isn't he all NBA? Why the hell isn't he on the Olympic team? You see what I'm saying?
It might have been misconstrued.
Right.
It may be in my tone, but my issue was never with with you. It was with the unnamed source.
But I knew that.
I think.
Because your mother, because your family told me.
I do hold you accountable
for
your platform. I think we should hold each other accountable.
Right.
You have the biggest and largest platform. Mm-hmm. I feel like one of the biggest reporters in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I think that should have some dissension at the end of the day.
I had no problem with that. No problem whatsoever with what Jaylen Brown said there. Little over a year ago. But what's with all the fuck Stephen A? Is that necessary? Is that really necessary? What did I do? All I did was point out that you're a champion and an NBA Finals MVP. It's not good for you to be seen 24 hours after having your season ended in the first round, after surrendering a 3-1 lead, and being the bus driver for a Boston Celtics team, for you to be seen on video calling it your favorite season. That's all I said. That's all I said. What's the problem? You know, to say to you to be quiet, I'm saying to you, I'm not telling you to be quiet, like literally, like shut up. No, I wouldn't disrespect you like that. What I'm saying, Jaylen Brown, is it's not a good look for you. Because you're a champion and because you're a winner. Winners don't say stuff like that in the immediate aftermath of losing a 3-1 series lead in the first round within 24 hours after doing it. They don't do that. And they certainly don't do it and call it their favorite season when 62 games or 60 games or whatever it was played without your star teammate in Jason Tatum or with him on a bench in a game 7. They don't say that. Because they know it will invite scrutiny and suspicion and a raised eyebrow as to why you're thinking that way. Could it be because Jason Tatum was out? Could it be because you were driving the bus and you were more preoccupied with proving your worth without him rather than accepting the fact that we already know you're a star in the league? It wouldn't be the first time the late, great Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul, played with Shaquille O'Neal, but he desperately wanted to prove that he was nobody's little brother and that he could win without Shaq. That's not a crime. That's not a crime. But you didn't elaborate on that. You just said it was your favorite season, 24 hours after losing and going home in the first round. And I was saying that's not a good look. You want reporting? I could. I can bring up your lack of a shoe deal. I can bring up the 741 and how it's actually a version of the Oakley shoe. I can bring up how you had on certain sneakers and you covered the symbol, the emblems on them. I can bring up a host of other things, Jaylen Brown, but I won't do that. Because I'm not trying to be disrespectful and I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to say you are hurting yourself. You are hurting yourself. And the reason I've showed those clips is to show that has consistently been my position about you. Nothing but respect. Nothing but respect. But since we want to talk about journalism, let me remind you that I never say half of what I know. Secondly, as a journalist, you're saying that, you know what, you'll do this when I step away. Who else raves about you the way that I have? The inordinate amount of times that I have? Who goes out of their way to make sure that you should be a household name? That would be me. Because a highly intelligent black man who happens to be a great athlete is a plus that I want highlighted and illuminated. But here's the problem. You see the headlines and you see how some people come at me, and it's real easy to sit up there and to try to attack me, especially if I'm not inclined to hit back. But speaking of journalism, understand, I'll remind you, I've been a journalist before you were born. So allow me to teach you a thing or two about journalism. Journalists all aspire to become columnists. In this age of YouTube and podcasting, people have forgotten that what you do naturally now, because the platforms are available for you to do it, that wasn't the case when I was coming up in this industry. In the mid-90s and beyond, you had to be a beat writer and earn your stripes and work your way up to being a columnist. And even then, when you did it and you were given the license to editorialize and give your opinion, it was earned, it wasn't given. And so when you sit up there and you say, that's not journalism, It actually is, because my position was earned. I've earned the I've earned the right to give my opinion based on stuff that's been disseminated out there. I didn't have to do quote unquote reporting, Jalen, because I was simply taking you at your word, because you were on camera on your Twitch account speaking about an issue that you wanted to address. And I was talking about what you put out there. It wasn't some investigated piece that was done in private and all of a sudden you come out with information and disseminate it to the masses. No, I saw you on video doing your own show and I commented about you. That's journalism as well. But from a person who's earned the right to editorialize, First Take's been number one for 14 years. I've been in the media business for over 30. I spent 17 years as a newspaper reporter and a columnist. And I'm a black man who also happens to be a best-selling author as well as the star for the number one morning show for the last 14 years, with credentials that span 30 years as a journalist. And because I watched your video with you saying what you said 24 hours after getting bounced in the first round and surrendering a 3-1 lead, I get all of that. Come on, bro. It's not necessary. I'm a fan of Jaylen Brown, the man, and the player, and the professional. But I cover the sport. I watched you launch three after three after three in the final minutes without going to the hole. I watched you surrender a 3-1 lead. I watched you come up short in the postseason despite having a sensational regular season where you validated every cent of the $304 million contract you signed. And the future earnings you're likely to get down the road. A matter of fact, if you went someplace else to be a number one option, I wouldn't blame you, because you're worth it. You can do it. But you mishandled this situation. Champions don't go out 24 hours after surrendering a 3-1 lead and losing in the first round and calling that their favorite season. Champions are about finishing the deal. Not going home early, on being on social media platforms doing what I do. This is my career, not yours. You're a star for the Boston Celtics. You're an all-star caliber player in the National Basketball Association. This here is different. In this lane, no pun intended, but I'm like a Jaylen Brown or a host of other dudes that I don't need to mention right now. Fuck Stephen A. I don't deserve that from you, bro. You're wrong. But I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm not going to do anything. What I'm going to do is remind you of what I said before. Despite your greatness throughout the years and being in six conference finals and two NBA finals and winning a championship and winning a finals MVP and a conference finals MVP and establishing yourself as one of the best two-way players in the entire NBA, if not the world right now, all the endorsements go to your teammate, Jason Tatum. Why? None of them are coming in your direction to the degree that you deserve. Why not? Shoot deals, endorsement deals, or whatever. You're talking about me. Yeah, journalism, whatever. Hell, I got a commercial on TV right now with CarShield. Why don't you have those? This is not to malign or insult or anything. It's to point out, bro, there's a host of things that people are saying in the world of corporate America and beyond. Why haven't they embraced you more? Could it be that you're dogged and so resolute in your approach to things that you never think you're wrong? That you never think that there's something that you can alter or modify to do things differently? I had to do it. I had to look myself in the mirror and check myself on several occasions in my life. Which is why I don't get caught up in what you said and what people try to say in terms of me, you know, people not rocking with me or whatever. I get paid to talk about y'all. I don't get paid to talk to y'all, but I never hesitate to talk to you if you want to talk. No matter what player it is, no matter what athlete it is, I don't back up. If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. But if I'm right, you got to acknowledge that. My platform, your platform, on the record, off the record, in private, in public, nobody's backing up. And here's the reason I don't back up. Because I have no malice intent. I wish no negativity nor any harm. You said it yourself, Jaylen Brown. With the platform that I have, being who I am, I need to be held accountable too. Well, I am holding myself accountable. I was looking out, telling you, yo, that's not wise. That's not smart. You can't come out 24 hours after losing in the first round and call that your favorite season when you are a champion. That doesn't look good. Period. But it's also not the end of the world that I said that. It's just a nugget to point out that you might want to correct. That's all. Now, having said all of this, if you don't understand or want to embrace the sincerity with which I'm saying what I'm saying, and instead you want to engage in your level of negativity and insults and all of that stuff, be my guest. It doesn't faze me. I'm not going to respond again to all of this stuff. It's unnecessary. None but love and respect for you and your family. You're good people. They're good people. But I don't think you should have done what you did 24 hours after losing in the first round. That's all. You can want me gone because of that all you want to. As is the case with you on a basketball court, my contract is guaranteed too, not going away. Which means I'm going to continue to cover sports as fair as I possibly can cover it. I'm not going to get personal. I did mean what I say, though. You did make $53 million this past year. You're going to make $57 million next year and $61 after that and $67 after that. You could have video that's not relying on a laptop. You could have a damn studio instead of some damn room or dungeon or whatever the hell it is. Producer, director, hire somebody if you can. You can afford it. I meant what I said about that. Because I'm just accusing you of being cheap in that regard, but I'm only playing around with you about that. Do what you want. But all that's not necessary, bro. The venom and the hostility, that's you not owning up to you. Because ain't no way in hell you were supposed to lose a 3-1 lead to a Sixers team with an injured Joel Embiid. You weren't supposed to lose no damn 3-1 lead. And if you did lose it, go home and lick your wounds and at least pretend it hurts instead of being on video in 24 hours. Talking about how it was your favorite season. Look at the headlines in Boston. Listen to sports talk radio there. See what they're saying. They don't disagree with me on this. I'll leave it at that. Good luck. Have a great offseason. Come back next year ready, which I know you will. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen A. signing off. Peace and love.